Welcome. You are listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly's Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Mark Crosston, General Editor of the U Bible Study, and today I'm joined by Brenda Crosston. She is my wife. She is also the women's ministry leader at the Mount Gilead Missionary Baptist Church in Nashville, Tennessee, and author. In fact, she wrote this section for the U Bible Study curriculum. Hello, Brenda.
Hey, Mark. As always, thank you for having me.
All right. Well, we're excited to be here on today. Why don't you introduce the lesson for us?
All right. Today's lesson is vigilant against complacency. And we can find that in Revelation 3, verses 1 through 6. It's appropriate for where we are today after coming off of the pandemic and 2020 as a whole. We might get the itch to just remain complacent, stay home behind the screen, stay in my safety zone. But this passage of scripture and this particular lesson calls us to action.
All right. So our point for today is stay alert and focused on the things of God. So let me read the first section here, which is verses 1 through 2. Write to the angel of the church in Sardis. Thus says the one who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works. You have a reputation for being alive, but you are dead. Be aware and strengthen what remains, which is about to die, for I have found your works complete before my God. All right, so there it is. And so this first section says, guard against complacency, guard against complacency. And so you're right that often when we are in the process of doing something for long periods of time in particular, we can get a little bit complacent about our energy, our zeal, our focus, and the details. So what do you see in this passage, Brenda? There's a little bit of the key word here.
Yeah. First, let me do that. There are two key phrases here, seven spirits of God and then seven stars. So in the seven spirits of God, it's a reference to the completeness or the fullness of the Holy Spirit. If you look at Isaiah 11, 2 and 3, it refers to the Holy Spirit as not just the Spirit of the Lord, but of wisdom, understanding, counsel, strength, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. And so this is, he's addressing the church with this saying, I have all of these things. And also seven stars is symbolic for the angels of the seven churches. And we've already talked about what they might represent, pastors. So the church in Sardis was a relevant ministry from the outside. Would you agree with that? They were relevant from the outside. They had probably the biggest, they had the latest whatever, and they were doing a lot of good things, but they were just doing those things and they were complacent in doing those things. And I think that this speaks to right where we are today. As we come off the pandemic, we can no longer do ministry the way that we used to. We can no longer just put out the same programs. We can no longer just put out the same routines. We need to look at what areas are needing ministry, what areas are needing ministering to, and structure our ministering around that.
So one of the interesting words in here is the word reputation. It says you have a reputation for being alive. Yeah. And often when we have done something well, and people like to just kind of stay in that groove and kind of milk whatever they've done well as long as they can. But so if you just focus on your doing the same thing you've always been doing, eventually that won't do the job. And so there it is. They're living on their reputation rather than doing what's new and fresh and what meets the current needs of the current day. And often our churches are living on the reputation of what they did 10 years ago or 20 years ago, or when so-and-so was the pastor, or when this was the case. And so you can't just live on your reputation. If you live on your reputation, you can look on the inside and find out that you really are dead. And that's what he says about the church in Sardis.
And it calls for us to do close inspection, honest inspection on our ministries.
So it says, verse 2, be alert and strengthen what remains, which is about to die. And he says, look, so this one who has all the seven spirits and who knows your works says this, I have not found your works complete before my God. So guard against complacency is a big thing for all of us in all of our lives. You got to stay fresh. You got to keep yourself current. You got to be a lifelong learner. All of these things are things that help us to guard against complacency in our lives.
I'm glad that you made it holistic. Initially, I was just talking about the church, but we do have to think about this holistically, because each one of these letters, he ends it with whoever has an ear to hear. He didn't just say, if you were in the church and you have an ear to hear, whomever has an ear to hear, let them do these things.
Right. So first is guard against complacency. And then the second portion says, maintain vigilance. Let me read verse 3. Remember then what you have received and heard. Keep it and repent. If you are not alert, I will come like a thief, and you will have no idea at what hour I will come upon you. And so be vigilant. So this idea of keeping watch, being alert, is really, really important for each of our lives. What are you thinking on this, Brenda?
I boxed in this phrase, what you have received and heard. So that reference there is to the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's admonishing us to keep what we have heard about him and then repent because we haven't been following it. And so there's the implication there that you actually know what Jesus Christ did, how he operated amongst the people, how he ministered. And so first, let's do a personal inspection. Have you received and heard the gospel of Jesus Christ? Not what my mom told me, not what the pastor even told me. Have I studied the word of God for myself? Am I sure that I am walking in the ways that Jesus Christ would have me to walk?
So it says there, I will come like a thief. And so it's just a reminder to us that we don't know at what point life changes.
Yes.
So this idea of coming like a thief could be Jesus coming in the second coming. But it could be the fact that we might die at a time we are not expected. Or that some other thing in life might change. You know, we think everything's going to go like it is. And so something might change. Think about this pandemic that we've just been through. It came like a thief. We weren't expecting it. It wasn't on our calendars. We didn't plan for this. But it came in like a thief at a time when we were not anticipating or planning for that to be the case. And so, you know, don't put off for tomorrow. Don't wait and say, I'm going to get this right someday. We've got to be vigilant and do what we need to do today.
And, you know, remaining vigilant sometimes gives the idea. So when Jesus ascended to heaven after being raised from the dead, after he had spent some time here on earth, the guys were just kind of standing around looking up, and the angels were like, hey, what y'all doing? You know, don't just stand and look at the sky, work, do what you have been taught. And that is essentially what is being said here. We vigilance and watching is not waiting. It is actually inclusive of the work of the ministry.
So there it is. Guard against complacency, maintain vigilance, and then finally reflect Christ. Reflect Christ. Let me start at verse number 4. But you have a few people in Sardis who have not defiled their clothes, and they will walk with me in white, because they are worthy. In the same way, the one who conquers will be dressed in white clothes, and I will never erase his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and before the angels. Let anyone who has ears to hear listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. And so ultimately, this last section, reflect Christ, not reflect the culture, not reflect the times, but ultimately our goal is to reflect Jesus Christ in our lives. So even though they're living on their reputation, even though things are about to die, you know, the one who sees and knows your works, verse 4 says, look, I see something. A few people in Sardis who have not defiled their clothes. And so he says the whole church might be, the church as a whole might be, you know, on the wrong path. He said, but I see those few. And so it just reminds me that we ought not feel like we ever have to wait for everybody to get on board to do what's right.
Yeah.
And we ought not give up on what's right just because many others have given up on what's right.
Yeah.
That God respects the few who will stand with and for him.
So something to note, the king in Sardis, he required, one of the kings, he required that every temple worshiper wear white. And so I love that, you know, Jesus is speaking directly to something that they would, you know, make a connection to. And that white stood for purity. And this is also connected back to the last lesson that we talked about, that we are expected to live a pure and holy life in every aspect. And there is a reward. He promises three things. You're going to be dressed in white with me, which is humongous. And your name is listed forever in the book of life. I don't think that our finite minds can understand what that means. The magnitude of that. We are listed in the book of life forever. We are going to live in a paradise with God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit forever. And will be acknowledged before the Father. That's better than any earthly thing we could ever receive.
So this is a great reminder for us. Times may change. And I think that we are moving in an age in our country and in this world where it will be more and more difficult to be a Christian. So it used to be that Christianity was part of the quote unquote culture. But now the culture, it is contrary to the majority culture. And so it's going to be more and more difficult to be like this. And so this is a great word for those who have an ear to hear. Vigilance against complacency. This is a lesson that everybody in every church today needs to pay attention to. And I think it's going to be a blessing to those of you who are gathered together in your study of the Word of God for this section. And so this is great. So if you're a Bible teacher, I want you to hold on just for a moment. because Brenda's going to give us a powerful 1 minute teaching tip. But I want to remind each of you to make sure you are getting your copy of the You Bible Study. We need this right now. You can get your copy at lifeway.com/you. It is our FUBU study for us and by us. It has digital availability, a great leaders pack that's there, and it aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. And so you will not want to miss this. This is going to be absolutely great. And so, Brenda, come on and give us our teaching tip for today.
All right. So I think you know about me by now that I'm all about practical application and engagement in the word. So teachers, invite your learners to, as you begin the lesson, invite them to list the signs of a day at church. Now, you might want to do your own research and talk, you know, make sure you have some things to, just in case they don't have anything, that you have some things to contribute to that list. And then this is the difficult part. Remember, we talked about these lessons being hard hitting. Ask them to assess their personal church, not the building or the organization, not Black People Believers Bible Institute, whatever church you go to. Not that, but them as the church themselves. Ask them to assess themselves and find out if they are a dying church. And then as a group, as time permits, assess your church, the actual organization. If you are a part of Bible's Believer, Black People's Institute, if that's your church, whatever your church name is, assess your church against those signs. And then start talking about what changes you need to make in order to move toward being the church that God desires.
All right, great, great. Thank you all so very much for joining us. This is going to be one fantastic lesson. And so I wish we could be there with you as you study this lesson together on vigilance against complacency. Thank you for joining us for the You Bible Study podcast. And join us again, because you never know where God will take you.